Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, kids, this is Gons, and welcome to Off the Wagon. Once again, glad to be back, and hope you're actually glad to hear us. We're going to give I'm actually going to call out once again. So this is always fun. Can John actually call out? So let's call our very favorite hamster, Fair Nose Trace. Let's give her number away on air. It's 2-3-1, just in case any of y'all want to call her. I'm not going to give the rest. You'll have to guess that. It's like the Da Vinci Code. Except way more exciting. Here we go. This is always fun. I'm glad that she apparently has her phone off the hook. Okay, well, she's calling us, so here we go. Hello? The call was dropped. Wow, you got to love how professional this show is as we dial the number yet again. Jesus Christ. Well, I just love how professional this show is. And let's just get her to call us because it'll be fun. So I'm going to take the phone away. Once again, an unprofessional moment on the show. How ironic. And once again, folks, you know, this is what I love about Blog Talk Radio. If you didn't know, if you ever want to start a podcast, don't start it with Blog Talk Radio, because honestly, it's the biggest load of crap that you could ever run anything through. It barely works. It barely functions. You know, but hey, they charge you every month, and that's what's nice. But glad you're listening. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes where I can be completely unprofessional and usually inebriated, that's a lot of fun. You can listen to those, and those are always good to catch up on. But anyways, and apparently our guest isn't even going to call in. That's very nice of them. Once, you know. It's great. Anyways, we're going to try it one last time here. And, you know. Oh, here we go. I think they're here. Hello, are you there?
For the love of God, does this, like, is this a symbol
don't
of
you
how
love
it takes
Blog
you to
Talk
do everything?
Huh?
Yeah.
I love it. It's like I called you, the calls didn't go through. It's like, wow. And I just want to thank Blog Talk because, you know, being this is a free – oh, wait, it's not free. I pay for this. And it's so good, and I love what customer service says, you know, because apparently there's a guy sitting on a beanbag smoking weed like, I don't know, I just work here. So that's good. It's much like Walmart.
I didn't know my neighbor was your customer service guy.
He is, and let me tell you, muy caliente. Oh, my God. That was what we had to go through more trouble than I thought. Ryan was the most unprofessional episode we ever did, but now we set the bar even lower. It was like, wow, you got me almost screaming at the control board. So anyways, Trace, we're so glad to have you. We've missed you.
Well, you know, you have had quite a few wonderful people that you have interviewed with, you know, such grace and ease, you know, because you're just a wonderful human
so
being. But you know, I did enjoy them, and everybody but Scott. But
Did I just say that out loud? We were going to have a special episode where we called Dollar Virgin, but he decided not to be on the show. I was like, wow, we needed, you know, we're going to ask him sexual terms, but I didn't want to, like, corrupt his mind or anything.
Oh, no, I have enjoyed all your shows, and it's great that you finally fit time for me because, you know, I'm getting older.
You know,
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be here in a week or two, but you go
ahead.
Well,
I have to say,
take your time.
Somebody just looks wonderful tonight. I'm so impressed. I'm like, wow, just wonderful. And I'm not looking in the mirror, but I'm talking about this chick right across from me in the studio.
Who's with you?
Huh?
Who's with you?
Nobody. I was in the green room. I spent a little bit too much time in the, what I like to call the green room, better known as the screen. greenhouse, and you know, we were getting ready with our engineer Simon. A lot of people don't know that my puggle is actually the engineer. That's why the show works so
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Besides,
yep.
Actually, no, he would actually run the show. You know, but I'm not going to run down Blog Talk. Once, what is the state? What is the people that we run it through Blog Talk? I'm just saying, hint, hint,
yeah.
to them, fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You know, it's really good to update the show as we're doing it, and then there's no way to actually control the show. So we had like 3 shows running at one time. It was like, wow.
Well, you know, but now we're here. Now we're here.
Now we're here. Now we're here. Now
we're
John
here together.
I know.
I was kind of hoping
it's been
so.
It's too
but...
long. I haven't spoke to you in like at least like 5 hours. So
I know.
Like, yeah. A lot of people don't
a
know.
A lot has changed. You know, I'm,
yes,
I
yes.
have some afternoon shadow growing. So.
Wow. We're so professional. I love it. It's such a deep intellectual show about writing and craft. I love it when everybody talks about craft. For some reason, I always think about ranch dressing. I don't know why. Apparently, I need to incorporate food into my diet. That would totally help. Or maybe.
That would be cherries.
Mm. Cherry. No, that's your
mm-hmm.
that's your favorite delicacy.
Yeah.
No.
I had cherries
no,
and chicken tonight. I know you're jealous. I know you are.
What is it with you and cherries? Cherry? Who the hell eats cherries and chicken? For Christ's sake, what are you?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You're mm-hmm. so limited.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
What are you doing?
I'm so glad that I'm limited. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm talking to you.
I don't know. You sounded funny.
How did I sound funny?
Are you taking a drink? Are you taking a drink?
Well, we always
have
cocktails on the show.
It's not good if just one of us is drinking. Yeah.
Mm. Hey, don't. Hey, you didn't include yourself, you know. I mean, I'm just saying I only had enough money to hire the bartender for me. That's overtime
oh.
if I have to have and serve other guests. I'm just saying.
Fine.
And we do want to thank our sponsor, Ben Gay. Once as you know, I mean, you should always be proud of it. I don't know why you have to advertise it, but I'm just saying.
Oh.
You know. Oh, wait. I think it means something different. But, yeah. Ben Gay and Depends.
Because, hey,
if you want to go to a concert and you really don't want to get in that long line to wait to go to the bathroom, Depends.
Seriously. You know, you mm-hmm. interview all these people and you have a semi serious conversation with people about their work and their
mm-hmm.
upcoming projects. And you get on the phone with me and you talk about mm-hmm. Depends.
Well, you're right. You know, that is so disrespectful. So, Trace, may I ask you, where can we find your work currently?
Inside Depends.
Oh, okay. Really? You got a contract? Well, yeah, now people don't know. There's a special Trace edition that you can get all of her rights in the town. It's awesome.
No, well, seriously, you know, I haven't really been writing as of late. I mean,
I
here
know.
And there, same old
yeah,
places. I kind of, what?
That's what, me neither.
You liar.
I know. I love to lie. It's good. That's what I do. If I didn't lie, I wouldn't be able to write.
Right.
You know, that's what you got to be. The key to being a good writer, to all the writers out there, just lie your ass off. Make people think
so,
you're good, eventually. Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
speaking of writing,
mm-hmm.
please tell me about your e-zine.
Oh, wow. You know, so funny you mentioned that after I told you to mention it. It's like, you know, but
thank
I'm
you.
Still not giving you that money. Well, I'll give it to you in pesos because it goes further. Yeah,
I think it's kind of sick that
I
did what you told me to do because that means I'm kind of a pansy
wow,
and I just do everything you tell me.
Normally, it's just, yeah, you just beat me up and it's like, you know, but we're not going to talk about
mm-hmm.
what we do off the clock. Anyways.
Oh, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, I did recently. You know, I was trying to keep it a secret. I was going to have the duck be an editor. I'm not trying to say being an editor is easy, you know, once it's not, it really isn't. Because most people who run magazines have a bunch of people submitting. I had to just go around and beg people and annoy them. So luckily we've got some good people that have submitted some work. So I'm not going to keep it a secret. Yes, I started an e-zine, the Rye Whiskey Review. So, yeah, if anybody wants to submit to us, feel free. Because we have the weirdest email of all time that people are messing up left and right. Once it's who the duck is the editor at gmail.com. There you go. Well, that sounded so
well,
nice.
Well, you know, you could have gotten a longer one, you know, because that one isn't quite hard enough, you know. So you could have added four or five other words.
John Patrick Robbins is the shittiest writer on earth.com. So it's like, yeah, no, they wouldn't let me have that. But anyways, but yeah, no. We've been waiting on submissions from somebody who needs to start writing again. Hint, hint to you. Just saying.
Hey, I did a dirty one.
You did? I haven't read it yet.
I sent
it
to you on the duck thing.
Thump, 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 thump. This is a really great ride, I'm just saying.
Oh,
wow.
So funny.
I just love it when people submit those kind of rides to me.
Actually, I didn't write that. Lily May did.
Mm,
I submitted it for Lily.
Well, you know, she does have me under a harassment suit, so I'm not talking to her anymore. I'm just saying.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because she used to be on the show, you know. Somebody else mentioned her and talked to her in a degrading manner. Well, so I was highly against.
Oh, about her butt?
Yeah, the guy who happens to be the editor of the Dope Fiend Daily. See, the only thing, I can only talk about the people I truly know. So it's like, yeah, I know that magazine. I know it all too well. Yeah, I've even been in there. What's the fucking? It shows how low the standards are. If you get in there, it's not a badge of honor to get the Dope Fiend Daily. But yeah, once it moved territory, now it's moving on up, Wheezy. It's fucking moving to a nicer, some higher real estate, so to speak. Whoops, somebody's been in the green room a little too long. I'm just saying.
Good Lord, what the hell is in the green room?
All sorts of stuff. There's mainly it's just alcohol. It's like, wow, like there's some crackers and some like spray on cheese. Like I decorated the green room myself. I just put alcohol, ice, and crackers and spray on cheese because like I don't eat food like a normal human. Like, you know, what else do you need? Duh.
Yeah.
This isn't Burger King. Burger King is up. By the way, they won't be a sponsor of ours. I am looking for sponsorship from the finest Irish American restaurant there is, McDonald's. That is what I want sponsorship from there, so I can at least get a free Happy Meal once in a while.
No. Really? You're gonna pick McDonald's?
They're everywhere.
You find cuisine. Woo!
I love McDonald's. Shut up.
Hold me back.
You know, I do write poetry, so you know, we don't have any money for food or anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
I swear to God,
you're
eating something or doing something.
I'm not eating. It was a drink. It's a tasty beverage. Once is a new health drink. It's made by a company called the Heaven Hill Distillery out of Kentucky. Somewhere. I mean, you say Kentucky, pretty much it's all distilleries, so you just say Kentucky, you can pick one. And Coca-Cola. It's a really good new product they're making. It's just genius. It's like Red Bull, except it actually tastes good. You know.
Oh. Well, you know? Fine. I guess I won't send you anything from Traverse City anytime soon.
That's fine. You can send me all sorts of things from Traverse. By the way, if anybody's submitting to my magazine, the photos are optional. I'm just saying. Because we've been getting, you know, and Tracy, by the way, I had to say excellent pictures you sent. I mean, you know, we can't run them, but.
You're such a dork. Yes, you can.
I'm like, wow, you know, you are trying, you're just trying to butter up the editor too much. I'm just, you know, not that,
no,
I can't stand this. He rejected my work once. I don't know why, because I'm him. So it's like kind of weird.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Well, like I said, this is Lily's poem that I just did for her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you do
you know
this is like in a public forum. It's like, so we're not just speaking to ourselves. All five readers to the Rye Whiskey Review, that classy magazine it is, will know that it really is you. I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
Well.
I did give, like, the first, like, when I tried to call you, I did give part of your phone number away. Just so you won't be mad, but, you know, I thought it would be fun if the readers could guess the rest. And if they can guess the rest,
oh,
they get an actual conversation with Tracy.
Well, you know, basically, my number is public. You know,
oh,
it's on my website.
She's on her website. Do you want to plug your website? Why not? This is such a
professional
show.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. I know Joe made a joke about getting plugged. I'm like, wow, that's so classy. I love that our guests are all basically got a contact high. Yeah, it is kind of weird,
you know,
though.
What?
What?
I never heard you offer to plug Joel.
No, I didn't. Just saying. I mean, he is a handsome man, but no. No. No, no, thank you. I'm just saying. Me and you, we have, like, a lot of people don't know, because we have friends beyond the show. Is that fair to say, Trace? I'm just saying.
Friends. We're friendly. Well,
yes, we're friendly. That's right.
We
know
talk.
What that really means. Yeah, I know.
Right.
Innuendo. Innuendo is a big word. It's Hispanic, I believe. But or French. I can't tell. Or Canadian. Do they speak another language? But
thought it was Dutch, French.
Maybe, possibly. You are a classy lady.
Well, you know
saying,
what?
We
I
know.
Was really in the mood to do this, and then 6 hours later, I'm like,
yes.
I'm watching Terror in the Woods. We're watching Sasquatch. And then you're like, oh, yeah, call in. Well, you know what? I was almost out of the mood by the time I really intellect.
It takes a while
I was totally into the TV.
You. I'm just saying. I mean, I put
Did
them,
you just say what?
Yeah, it takes a while to set the mood with you. I'm just saying. What? I've already lit the scented candles. There's, you know, cookies.
Hate scented candles. Don't like them. Essential oils.
What are the essential oils? Gasoline?
Yeah, for you it would be.
Yeah. Yep. No, I quit that. I went to rehab. Now I'm just strictly an alcoholic. No longer do I help gasoline. Because they say it causes brain damage, but duh, I don't think it caused any brain damage with me. Just saying.
No,
I'm
not a bit.
Public
no.
Writer.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm genius. Wow. You know, it's amazing that I have any publication after this show. Mm.
Pretty much. But then again, you have lost some. So,
yeah.
Or wait,
I
did I just say
some.
That out loud?
Thumbs? I thought you said thumbs. What the fuck?
No.
I got two. Oh.
Oh,
I love how we
God.
Do. The show that got respect as a serious show, then I get back on here, I'm like, and somebody decided to get lost in the green room, and I think somebody left me like a bottle of whiskey. And I'm not saying that I had a few before the show, but let's just say the show is called Off the Wagon, and I hate to tell you this, Trace, I have a confession to make. This is for all the readers and all the 5 listeners. I have fallen off the wagon again, and I'm so ashamed of myself. You know, I was saving up and hoping to get, you know, because after a while you get a kazoo if you can go like 2 weeks, you know, because that would be all-time
You're
record.
Such a liar. I saw a trundle bed underneath your wagon. You just sit there and you go between the top and the bottom and you tell everybody you're sober as you're reaching down for your little trundle bed of booze. You're never sober.
Don't tell, well, that means you have seen my bed. And once again, we weren't going to talk about what we do off the air. I'm just saying.
Well, one of us has to be.
I know. Everybody doesn't know how close we are. Wink, wink. I'm just saying. We're so close. And, you know, there's a weird hobby we have. Let's talk about our weird hobby.
Oh, my God. Well, while I was waiting for you, I started doing that.
What did you start doing?
She posted a new one.
Oh.
I did it without you.
Well, hey, that happens all the time. Oh,
nope,
my God.
I was waiting and waiting, and I got my little notification. I said, oh, I'll just push on and see what's going on.
So people didn't know. I had recently had a write published at Urban Empire at blogspot.com. That's nice. I like that kind of weird, demented, almost just insane plug there. Yeah, called A Right Till Pimple Popper, and there's a certain little hamster that's dedicated to. Do you know who it is? I know who it is. Just saying.
Am I the hamster?
Yeah,
Okay, I'm the little hamster, short and stout.
Yes, stout.
And I like to watch Pimple Popper.
Here is my wheel. Now check it out. I'm just.
Yeah. Ooh, you must be a poet.
Wow, shiny.
Hey.
I know, I'm going to be a rhyming poet, kind of like some other ones like to write me. Yeah.
So in the evening, we might as well tell people what we do. We
send
each other, what's her name, Dr.
Dr. Pimple, well, God, the name of it is right in the right, Dr. Pimple Popper. Faith enjoys watching festered up sores and cysts being removed out of people who apparently don't understand that when you grow a zit, if you just pop it, you don't have to go to a doctor. Because, you know,
no,
I thought I was...
Well, yeah, those...
What?
Yeah.
Mm.
The
those
cyst,
are just gross.
You have to just be quiet. I'm going to explain this because I think I can do this now because I've watched it enough.
Okay, can you
it's
talk slower and softer? Maybe instead of my own thing.
Oh, meow. But anyways, you have to cut the cyst open and squeeze the contents out. But here's what people don't know. You have to remove the sack.
Yeah.
Or it'll grow
back. A lot of women do that once they get married. I'm just saying. They totally remove the sack out of the relationship. And, you know.
You know, that's kind of
funny
because you're right. Because I don't think I ever took mine off when I got rid of them. I think I'm still sporting a sack.
Oh, wow.
That's it, John.
That's why
I am like a boy girl.
I never thought this show could get any lower, but it's like, well, we really have a way of dragging it down. And you insulted
don't
yet
pull
another.
Me into it. You're the one.
You insulted yet another fine listener. Well, we have like 5 listeners. We've got like Ryan. We've got I know John Scalati. We're going to mention to him. We have me and all my pen names. That's at least 50. And we also have Scott Simmons, who happens to be the fine editor of the Dope Fiend Daily. We'll give him a mention because, you know, he's a fan of yours. I mean, he's kind of paranoid because I told him some stuff. But I'm just saying, that's what friends do. They tell lies about one another, you know.
Oh, that's nice. You're telling lies about me.
I'm not telling lies. I'm just talking about how enamored you are with me, as usual, and how after hours on the phone, of course, you know, I say we're watching pimple videos, but we really know what's going on. I'm just saying wink, 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 double wink. That's 2 winks. It's like 4 winks at once. I can count high.
God. Oh. Only in your dreams. There's a lineup for this precious little soul right here. I mean, who doesn't want a Northern Michigan mini woman Sasquatch? You know?
You're not that hairy. I thought you... I'm just playing.
You're a... God.
I know, I'm a pervert, but that's okay. That's why you're so infatuated with me. I'm just saying, what? I mean, you know. Anyways.
Thank God I write from a convent.
I know. And somebody got so upset when I called you a nun on air on one of the many episodes.
Well,
we had 3 whole episodes without Trace. It's like, wow, it's kind of going through withdrawals. I
don't think you really called me a nun on that episode. I think you said that basically I was frigid.
I didn't say you were frigid. I said a nun. He said because, you know, we were talking about
like none in the morning, none at night, but you didn't mean the word like none. Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
You're being insulting like you always are because you're crude and rude.
I am not insulting. I was having one of those deep interviews, and, you know, because I am just, I've become a great interviewer. I'm like right up there with like, who is that dude that was crazier than batshit? Jerry Springer? Yeah. I'm right up there with the Jerry Springer show. It's like, I'm classy. I have, you know. If I could have my neighbors on, that would be great.
Oh, God. Your neighbors need to meet my neighbors, and then we'd be all set. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It would, like, the Legion of Doom of dumbasses. It would be so fucking awesome. They could all take it in. Oh, my God. Heaven help if they bred. It was like, wow. You know, if they made it, because they are like animals, it would be, it would just be, yeah, you would literally have the dumbest human beings on earth. Why do dumb people love really bad music? I'm just saying. You know what's funny?
Hey, did you know that Tutankhamun had two children?
No, I didn't know that. That is, okay.
And they
died. And
because they were interbred.
That's so nice.
Now I want to know who he did it with.
Picky. God, it's like, you know, because, like, it's, I don't really keep up with hip-hop. I'm sorry. I don't know that rap artist. I don't, you know, like Waka Flocka and all the other
names. Yeah.
What?
No, seriously. I think since you're so smarty-pants smart, why didn't you know that he had two babies that didn't survive because they were interbred?
Let me just say that. And if it's completely wrong, then everybody's going to get my ass. They won't get mad at you. They'll get mad at me.
I watched it on the Discovery Channel, so it is not wrong.
Well,
it
can't be wrong.
Like,
on Discovery Channel, they put up Hunting for Sasquatch or wherever the fuck it is. It's like, you know, well, they're really intelligent.
Here in the woods, and you're totally trying to avoid my question. Anyways, I want to know who she was that he...
Jesus. It'd be like, you know, saying who's the real father that someone claims that it's me. It's like, duh, it can't be me because you no longer live here. And it's like, you know, that can't happen. You're too far away. I can't do math.
Huh.
It's like, well, that kid's not me. Just because it smokes cigars, wears a fedora and sunglasses, and drinks whiskey at the age of one doesn't mean it's my child, and his first word was fuck. I mean, you know, come on. That could be, you know, that could be anybody's child. I mean, of course it is gorgeous, but I'm just saying. Anyway. Well, we really need the bartender here at the green room. What?
Why do I cry? Why? You have intelligent
because
interviews
I'm like
with everybody else.
I'm like a really bad child, so you just, you know, you tolerate me because I'm mental.
Pretty much. Man.
You know, wow, thank you.
Well.
You know, I hate to tell you that other people that come on the show truly appreciate it. I'm just saying, like I said, it's quite normal for all my guests to have to pay to be on here.
Really?
It's sort of PayPal. Yeah, what? Don't tell them or anything. It's like, wow.
I thought you were going to pay me.
Oh. Well, can I first see a service list?
Actually, yeah, in your dreams. And I am getting to be quite the radio show host.
You are. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are on the radio. Yeah.
Again.
Why don't you mention
for
that?
For a whole
again.
5 minutes.
You cheated on us. You were on another radio show with some weird person that talked funny.
Yes, I was.
And he didn't sound nearly as, you know, intoxicated as me or as attractive. Once I know you were missing my voice, who doesn't? I miss it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, is it unusual to masturbate to your own voice? I don't think so. But, you know, hey.
Oh, my God.
What?
You can't say that stuff to me. I'm a visual person.
Oh, wow. Ooh, God, I wouldn't want that visual.
No.
That's bad. No, so why don't you mention this lovely radio? Oh, yeah, you should totally tell on them, too.
Here's the thing. So they call me for my business, and they're like, oh, we really want to just, we're picking people out there, and we, you know, love what you do, so we want to support you. It's all free, so no worries, blah, blah, blah. So I do the interview, and they ask me to hang on, and you know, after the show, and I do, and they are like, oh my God, no one gets a 10. you, ma'am, got 8.6. And because of that, we are going to offer you a marketing package of $5,000. And we want you to know that the producer of Howard Stern's show is the one that wanted you. And so for just $5,000, we're going to give you a media package. And
I said, wow. I didn't know
Howard Stern was still alive, but hey, you know, bonus.
Hey, don't let him down.
I am. Just because he's your
I like Howard Stern.
But anyway.
I'm just saying, Trace, you don't have to pay $5,000 to get this package. I'm just... What? That was such a good... I couldn't miss it. It was such a good opportunity.
So what a joke. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't even fun.
Well, for friends that don't know, listen to the show, Trace has a professional business that runs outside of this. I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to make her mad. But, yeah, seriously, you know, when people get looped in that kind of stuff, because it is, because you listen to the show. I had to get up twice in the morning. Once anybody knows, I go to sleep in the morning. I don't, but a lot of these shows and shit like that that they do, it is just a fucking scam. And it's a shame because, you know, I mean, believe it or not, outside of this place, Trace is a very professional person when I'm not harassing her and stalking her like normal. I mean, I'm not saying stalking her just because I have a shrine to her in my house, but you know what I like is that Trace really is such an accommodating stalkerette because she allows me to stalk her and sends me pictures. I'm just saying, I mean, sure, I might send them under pen names and stuff, but, you know, I'm just saying, me and Trace have so many conversations she's never even known about.
Really? You know?
Really.
I just want to let you loose and let you do whatever you need to do to make yourself happy.
I know.
Your happiness is key to all of us in the world.
Well, that's if I'm not happy, who the fuck else is? I'm just saying.
I know.
John's
fuck,
not happy.
Fuck.
Nobody's happy. Fuck.
Right.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Fuck-a-doodle.
Fuck-a-doodle, Mandy.
I just want to be
fuck-a-licious. I think I should run a children's show. It's like Uncle Gonzo in the morning.
I'm thinking.
It's like, I'm so, it's like, yeah, I, you know, a lot of people don't
you
know.
You should run a spiritual show.
I should, spiritual fucking shit with John in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, all you enlightened goddamn people, are you up? I'm not. Well, I didn't go to sleep, so I'm just saying, I like you, but I don't like you that much.
How's your vibration?
How's your good vibrations? I know that. It's one of my favorite songs. Actually, it's not. That's Mama Gonzo's. We're going to have on the show. We've actually talked her into it. And that's going to be on an upcoming show of when a fine young editor who has immaculate taste in writers, because he runs anything I say because he's scared that I'll give away his actual home phone number. Because, you know, people are dumb enough to give me their numbers, and then I will use them against you. I shouldn't even joke about that because I do have some people.
I know,
go, oh,
and like,
shit.
Well, that's all right, because we could just give out yours, so.
Oh, I don't care. I give away my P-Box. My P-Box.
Yeah, I know where your P-Box is.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know it was Sexual Harassment Tuesday. It was like, no, my P.O. Box all the time. You know that, because when people want to send you things in the mail, you should be gracious and take them. I'm just saying, I get so many good things in the mail, it's amazing.
I never get anything in the mail. I'm very underappreciated.
Well, I was going to send you stuff, but that costs money. Like, I couldn't believe it costs money to send something in the mail. Since when did that happen? Like, duh.
Well, then you go flip some burgers at McDonald's in your little favorite world and your happy place.
I love McDonald's. Don't
with your little
McDonald's.
Arches.
That's a fine restaurant that has, and you get to Happy Meal, you get a toy too. It's like, duh. Like, I think there needs to be a Happy Meal. Remember when they tried to have Happy Meals for adults? They really did. They were going to have, like, some health crap in there, like a heart monitor because you ate their terrible fucking cholesterol-ridden food, you know, or like some Viagra. That was a very popular seller. I'm just saying, if you haven't got the Happy Meal with Viagra, that, and what they called it, Trace, if you didn't know, that was the Happy Meal with the happy ending. It was a special limited time run. Grandpa was like, I can't wait to get my Happy Meal. He died with a smile. But you actually know that when they came out with Viagra, they actually had an increase in death and heart attacks because a lot of these old dudes would just get a blue pill and go to the brothels. I'm just saying, I don't know anything about those places because I have no money.
Well, you know what I don't understand about this?
Hmm.
So how long does the pill last?
I don't know. I don't take it, for Christ's sake. Jesus.
Well, let's say
everybody
24
knows I'm
28.
Hours. Duh.
You can't stay hard for 24 hours.
Oh, shit. You know there was a guy in Australia that he broke into a clinic and he took like a year. Like, I forget what it was. Like, let's just say he took a lot of Viagra, right? Having to go to the hospital. Can you imagine going to the hospital? It's like, hey, I got to get rid of this. I'm just saying. That had to be very strange, especially when you put the gallon on, you know. Cause I'm just, you know.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you could hang your jacket off of it.
He took all the pills at once. Like, how dumb can you be? I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Well,
anyways.
Yeah.
I listed on air.
Yeah, I'm not,
so
I'm not thinking, because now this has got my weird mind going about how long and how many times can you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be some little people in there, you know, making up all the junk. And I just don't know how often people can do that in a 24-hour period.
I mean, you know, how the hell would I know? I don't know. I believe it or not. I'm
well, then quit bringing up stuff you know nothing about. You sound like somebody else.
Duh, I talk about writing all the time, and I don't know anything about that. I was like, I got everybody fooled. Like, so, and I love how people get on the show, what you know, John. You're one of my favorite writers. I'm like, God, what is wrong with you?
That's because you cut yourself down, and it's dumb that you do that, because you are an awesome writer.
That's true.
I wouldn't read
night.
You, and I wouldn't be your friend if you weren't an awesome writer.
You didn't even hear that, so that's cool. I love it how you just turn on. I'm not trying to say that Trace has a certain ability, but she can just shut out people who have no brain talking, and she doesn't literally listen to what I say, so I can just slip things right past you. You don't even know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yep, yep, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I worked for a priest once, and you knew that when he was totally not listening and blowing you off, because he'd go, yep, 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 and you're like, mm-hmm.
Don't say this.
And you and Father
so
and so, yep, 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 yep. Oh,
no.
You did. Yep, yep.
I'm not Catholic. What do you mean? what have you heard? I mean, I'm not saying I'm paranoid. So, you know, you can't make certain jokes because they're very inappropriate. And I try to be very classy. And now I am an editor. I am like, wow, have I yet? Who could have more esteem than me? I mean, drunken podcaster, drunken writer, and now inebriated editor. And that, wow, that just sounds classy. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to submit to my magazine?
I mean, really, seriously, I'm just...
Like, you know, we've had some great writers say, yeah, I was so surprised when I write them, because I just go around, like, begging, and they figure, well, if we give him something, he'll go away. And it's like, you'd be surprised how many great writers, and then how many writers who I'm still waiting for work. I'm just going to give a hint to them. And, you know, because we've had some of them I like to stalk. And somebody said, and I'm going to quote this, and this isn't a personal, private conversation, but I don't care because I like to make them mad, that I am a bit of a kiss-ass, and I am not kiss-ass. Just because I admit that me and other people are super awesome friends now, because I had a tribute write by one of the greatest American, well, he's not American, but, you know, I pretend he's American. So, anyways, writers of all time, we all know who that is, without saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't kiss-ass, by the way. I kick ass.
Who said you kiss ass?
Somebody in the room. I'm saying it's not this guy.
Oh, that would be me. Yeah, because you're an ass kisser. I forgot.
Yeah, that is so true. But you know what? Any time, all you have to do to write a tribute to me is put my name in. I think it's the greatest thing of all time. You could throw me through a wood chipper, and I'd be like, fucking awesome.
Well, listen,
you don't
brother.
Literally do it. What?
Hey, brother. Come on, brother.
No, come on.
Let's just talk about the truth. Come on.
That is true. There is a weird thing going around that we're all like, brother. Yeah, brother. 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 It's like, what the fuck?
Do you know how that makes me feel when I see that? Because I'm not your brother. Why aren't you calling me brother?
Well,
I want to feel like I'm in the club, but no, I'm like,
we'll call you sister,
Trace.
Which is kind of strange. It's like, yeah.
No,
thanks for
I don't
the picture,
like that.
Sister. I'm just saying, wink, wink.
Mm-mm. I just want to say, I want you to call me brother.
Mm. You know,
I'm still attached to my sack.
Oh, my God. Will you quit with that, you know? I mean, you're a ballsy writer.
Hey,
writer,
if you're
going to
talk about Viagra, I can talk about my sack.
Viagra? Really?
Or
that's
whatever you
nice,
said, the little blue
Viagra.
Pill.
Viagra. It's not Viagra. What the hell's Viagra?
Well, whatever. Jesus, Mr. Grammar.
Yes. Anybody who's looked at my writing think, wow, this guy is, you know, and let me be a self-promoting whore like I've been for most of my life. And the big wink-wink to me, because I am officially in Boned Magazine, which I love saying that title, because that just sounds so wrong.
I'm very impressed by that. You've been holding back. I didn't know there was a place like that, and I would like to put some of my dark stuff there.
So you want to be in Boned Magazine? Well, I'm just saying. You know, and it was in the morning.
Is it about terror? Is it about boners?
No, Bone Magazine, for anybody that knows, and Nate, who runs it, I won't say his last name. I can't pronounce last name, so I sound stupid because I'm Southern. But forgive me, please. Nate, who runs it, honestly, Bone Magazine, for people who don't know, it's like anything. There's a lot of magazines out there, but everything with bone has to include something about bones, you know, or skeletal submission, so to speak. And once kind of give, it's interesting, you know, to do that and to do something that's a specified type, you know, thing. And just an awesome editor, really nice person. And I've been waiting, as you know, for a long time to have that write come out. So I actually was very, joking aside, was very happy for that to come out. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is an awesome place. And I love the images that were put with it. Once I did have some insight into, you actually asked me about that once.
That's what we should talk about.
Yeah, it's like some editors are completely awesome, and some editors not so much. You know,
right?
It's like I had some recent work accepted by once again over at Piker Press. I'm just going to mention first names because I cannot fucking pronounce last names too well. But San,
yeah.
I think it's Blarsky, recently took some work of mine. Another great editor. If you're going to write certain people, there are certain editors I would recommend you dealing with. Arthur Graham over at HSC, really nice person. There's a lot. But, yeah, every now and then you deal with some. And I always love, you know, because some people are just kind of, they meet me at the door. They're like, no. I'm such a classy writer. Like, no, not here, asshole.
Yeah, those people are kind of funny, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm just
going to
shut up about my comments on that, but you know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. I know. There are some that, you know, there's different ones. And I especially like ones who run two magazines and do one under a pen name. And, you know, hint, hint to them. And, oh, boy, that was good. That went down the wrong pipe. Anyways, as I choked to death. Well, choking to death on the off the wagon. I know how you
yeah,
get ratings, I'll die. But,
yeah.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, there's a lot of great ones. Klaus over at Outlaw Poetry. Everybody should, you know, that's a person that, there's a lot of these people that people don't appreciate, I think. And the editors really don't get enough credit. Because if you tolerate me, you deserve a medal, as Trace knows. Because Trace
is
not an editor.
Is this kind of like a butt kisser thing that you're doing right now, or...
You know what? Jesus Christ.
Did
I
you just tell me
too.
To shut the fuck up?
I did not say that. I'm just saying. But don't get cranky. We had such a special moment last night. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, should we make it public?
What the hell
I mean,
did
I'm
we
just
have
saying.
Last night?
Duh. Obviously, it was so good you can't even remember. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, yeah. Must have been during my narcoleptic episode.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people didn't know. But, you know, you do run a different business. And somebody was working at a retreat this weekend, and they weren't available on the phone once it is, you know, duh. Like, when a great writer calls you up, you should be there. Just saying. So did you have a good rate weekend? What did you do this weekend? Or last weekend? Excuse me.
Actually, I did. I had a good working day Saturday, and then Sunday, took off to Pigeon River Country, where they, it's kind of in the middle of Michigan, and, well, northern Michigan, and it is elk country, and it's very beautiful, and we looked for morel mushrooms, and...
I love looking for mushrooms. That's just a fun time.
Yeah. Not in the cow patty field. These are in the woods.
Oh,
and, so these are ones you just eat just for the flavor explosion, not the mind explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Psilocybin mushrooms. It was a good weekend.
Awesome. Anyways. Well, that's good. And because, like I said, you do have a professional world. Once it's not like people can't find you. You're very easy to find on your Facebook. And since I gave your phone number away, it'll be, like, really easy to look you up, you know. But, you should be thanking me. That's like a free plug, you know. I mean, you don't have to thank me for plugging you, but it's just proper manners.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm not going to thank you for that. No.
No. No, I know. I know. It's so bad. It's so hard to sexually harass somebody that just doesn't go with it. I'm just saying, like,
well,
I wasn't so poor.
Yeah, because you know me. I'm like a slab of cement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no feeling there. There's no hugs. There's,
You are such a warm, inviting person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you are, really. It's like hugging a dragon. It's just, you know, there's warmth there. There's warmth there, Khaleesi. I'm just, wow, John's a nerd. He likes Game of Thrones, once it's totally Trace's fault. She's like, I wasn't going
to
watch it.
Well,
there's a lot of sex in there.
Show.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to watch that show. Not because I'm, like, a pervert, but, you know, I was like, wow.
Well,
that show is,
you know,
balls to the wall. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's a lot of weird sex.
But
I mean, there's dragons and midgets and prostitutes. I mean, like, wow, it's like the greatest strip club on earth. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
It didn't take much to enchant me. I'm just saying, I like pro wrestling. I'm very easily lured into things.
you you would be one of those people that would enter into a cult so easy.
Duh. I mean, no.
Like, I don't know.
All
they'd have to do is
kind of cult. It would be like, hey, dude, we got some cookies and we got some strippers inside. I'm like, well, fuck the cookies. You got cocktails on there. You know, I'm not that easily swayed.
See?
I'm just saying.
You're easy.
You know, I mean, I am a deep intellectual. You didn't know that? I mean, look at my writing. I mean, who wouldn't think by the fine works that I do? And, hey, look, you know, kind of a wink wink to me if you didn't read the current thing I have up. Once if you really annoy the living shit out of me, I'll name you. My work. Once.
Really?
Read, so. You didn't even read it. That's what I love. It's like, wow. The one in Bones magazine there.
Yes, I did too read it.
Well, I named somebody by their actual fucking name. So it's like, well, you know, and I kind of killed them. So it's like, I am just the biggest child on earth.
Okay, did you submit two? Because I didn't read the bottom one.
Oh, my God, the bottom one's the better one. Why wouldn't you read the bottom one? Because
I liked the first one.
Oh, so that's good enough. That's a joke with John shit. I'm on to the next. Now it's time to watch some kitten videos.
Well, that too.
Wow.
Mama just jumped up here. Mama.
Well, a lot of people don't know Trish has cats. So see, right now she's busy petting her. I'm just saying. And, you know.
That's because they're better than human beings.
And talking about.
Just saying.
The six-toed cat. I was watching something on Ernest Hemingway, one of the most ultimate badass writers of all time. You know, all writers are seen like
something.
That. What?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so it's funny that you mentioned him because in Petoskey, mm-hmm. Michigan, my friend was sitting at this big, huge, wooden, almost awesome bar ever. And she mentioned that that brought in by train way back in the day, and it was mm-hmm. Ernest Hemingway's. He had, you know, he was a part of, they have Hemingway Days up here, and he was uh-huh. a part of writing in the Northern Michigan area, and he loved the Petoskey Harbor Springs and Walloon mm. Lake area, and it was his bar. It was pretty awesome looking. I might take you in that.
Wow, that is awesome. Like, it's unusual that I'm totally excited right now, and I don't mean in a happy sense. I mean, wow.
Yeah, because you could sit at that bar where Hemingway.
Oh, my God. He would be like, get this.
Something.
He would actually jump out of the grave and say, you get away from here, asshole. I'm just saying. I mean, Hemingway is like the man. Nobody can be more manly than Hemingway. You know, if you can go into war, you can do all these things, and you know, Hemingway is the greatest, you know, yeah. I fucking love Hemingway. I'm just saying.
And he
I mean, not in a weird
cat.
Way. What? Yeah, he had those awesome cats. But I was watching a thing about when he was in Key West, right? And it was just funny how he kind of had everybody calling him Papa, even grown men. I find that kind of strange. I'm just saying, because that was his thing. Everybody, that was his nickname. Everybody called him Papa, Papa Hemingway. You know? Because, I mean, let's face it, he was one of the greatest writers of all time. If you don't think so, then you're stupid. I'm just saying.
Right.
But, that's the truth. There's some people that everybody knows when they come in the room, they got it. You know what I mean? If they're still talking about mm-hmm. you've been dead umpteen years, I mean, Hemingway, Bukowski, once everybody knows. What's if you don't know, Chase, by the way, once I know I've said this 12 million fucking times, somebody I know in the room who happened to be inebriated at the time, and I don't know who, this is going to be hard to guess, got into yet the newest edition of Flamingo's Porch, which is going to be dedicated to my favorite writer, Charles Bukowski, or Bukowski, I should say. I always say Burr, but
yeah, can you
Bukowski.
Pronounce that right?
Well, like I told you, I can't pronounce anything right, Jesus. But yeah, no, it is weird.
Oh, congratulations, John. That is such an awesome achievement, and I'm really proud of you.
I know you are. So I'm just saying, off air, I think we should celebrate like you were talking about. And we can break the whip out this time because I've been really bad boy.
Oh, yeah. In your dreams. Yep, totally.
What?
You go for that.
That's, a lot of people don't know that, yeah. I'm just saying. You don't know what goes on. She's just trying to play it up.
Cold as ice.
That's true.
That's true.
No, I was listening. No, I didn't agree with that. It just happens in the green room that I've heard my producer is making a lot of noise. Better known as Mr. Simon. Well, because if anybody
has
knows,
to go to the bathroom.
Very quiet. Yeah, no, he can let himself out. God, he's a pain in the ass. Anyways, every time I let him out to go to the bathroom and play in traffic, and he never gets hit by a car, son of a bitch. Like, God, how dumb can you be not to be hit by a car? Not that, I mean, that's terrible to say. That would be hard.
He is the only dog in America that, you know, goes out and
what?
Tries to run
yeah.
in traffic
Boozer
just to get away
dog.
From his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. No, it is weird, though. Like I said, I was watching a thing on Hemingway and how he convinced everybody to call him Papa. I'm just saying, that's very strange for grown men to call you that. I mean, you know. It, like, if you legally
not really.
Change your name. Yeah, it is kind
of
weird. I mean, I know he was
a lot of cultures,
shit,
no.
What?
I hear that a lot in a lot of the culture, different cultures. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, Papa, you know.
Okay, yeah, that would be like if I legally changed my name to Daddy. That would be very fucking strange. I'm just saying.
Okay, brother.
Okay, brother. We're not going to get somebody else to say that name. But, yeah, brother. You know, one of my closest, you know, it's like that's part of how I talk. It's not like I don't mean it like, oh, yeah, we're brothers or some shit like that. It's just how I talk. It's like that or bud. But I feel like most people get annoyed by that, so I say brother or whatever. You know, And then they probably think, well, I'm so glad I'm not related to that idiot. You know. So
you're kind of
you
a
know
downer,
somebody,
Debbie, tonight.
I am.
Yeah,
well, that's
if
because
you
a lot of people don't know that we were supposed to have a special episode, Chase, and I think somebody dropped the ball. And it wasn't me. Because my
show
is so
professional. Well, no, she was drinking.
She was drinking. Well, that's the perfect time to be on because we
have she did not want to.
Amongst friends that we were going to have the verbal three-way. And, duh, I was so excited to have that episode.
Yeah, well, she was a little bit inebriated, and she said that she didn't want to have her first show, you know.
Wow, that is it doesn't stop me from having a show. I'm like, duh.
You're just unique. You're just unique and special, and
I'm professional. Obviously, it took me only 5 hours to get you on the phone. Once I always know, you know, there's a big little mention to a certain little writer. I'm going to call him out. And his name is Johnny Scarlatti, who joked about when they had to get Ryan. If you listen to the episode where we got Ryan on, good episode, right?
Yeah.
Liked it. Great time. Had fun with him. But then
right.
You had the part where I'm trying to call him. But you have to remember this, okay? When I'm dialing out, right, I was dialing Canada. I live in the United fucking States, all right? And so I'm not used to dialing Canada. So the first couple of times, I told them I'm putting a 1 before everything. And then I just dial it normal, and then it goes through. I'm like, wow. Because anything that makes me look even more like an idiot, I'm all for. So, and but I love that I get shit over that. Like, wow, thank you. Wow to you. Wow to you, Mr. Scarlatti. I'm just saying. But, you know.
Why was he giving you a hard time?
Well, he didn't give me a hard time. He just had to. He had to pick on that. Yeah, it's a professional show. It's like, yeah.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I like
you
Johnny.
Know.
Johnny's a fun guy, man. And I'm just giving a shout to him because if I pick on you, I like you. Once Tracy understands, you have to. If I pick on you, you're good. If I don't pick on you, then I'm probably scared you'll sue me. But I don't have. Anything,
yeah.
So I'm
just
fine.
Like Lily.
Yeah.
How's
Lily,
your
let me tell you,
Lily
didn't know how to take, she didn't know how to take a compliment. I'm just saying. And I think Scott chased her off because, you know, Scott, the engineer who works behind the scenes
mm-hmm.
and listens
mm-hmm.
to him on the conversation, he's sitting in the corner. You probably didn't even notice him. It's real dark, but he's very strange. On the wall. He seemed to have insulted Lily, and now she's gone. She's gone. She's out there somewhere.
Oh,
she's
no.
like somebody I know. She's blocked me on Facebook. She moved to another state. Oh, wait, am I talking about somebody else? I don't know. And she didn't move to the armpit of the world, better known as a certain state. I'm not going to mention. Because I got shit over that one, too. And, yeah, and I miss her. And if Lily's listening right now, you know, I'm sorry, but
you miss her?
Getting, yeah, well, I'm just saying. From the vibes Lily was giving, I was sorry, but I thought that video I sent to her was very appropriate because I was getting, like, she said hello more than one time. And, you know, that's all I need.
Yeah, but you know what? When you send a video of you with someone else, it just doesn't kind of warm the cockles of anybody's heart.
Well, I like to add more options. I'm just saying, like, why just send the normal video?
Like a tutorial,
you know,
of what you like, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, no, it's like, wow, it has the options for both. I'm just saying. If somebody's whining at the door. Let's see if it's, is Jules back? No, wait, I mean, I'm sorry. Is Mr. Simon?
he can let himself out, but he can't let himself in?
Yeah, well, he can't let himself into the bar. A lot of people know we're broadcasting from the bar. He happened to be in the green room.
Oh.
And let me go ahead and let him in because he will start screaming. And people are going to be like, wow, you have screaming animals at your door. Everybody knows I live in the middle of the swamp.
No, you and your coyotes, you know.
Me and the coyotes. Yeah, I know. Once you didn't even comment on my wonderful tribute. Just saying, somebody's jealous.
I did too.
Not on
Why
him, you
think? On where?
On here. We're on air, Tracy. Trace.
Well, yeah, but how am I supposed to comment on a tribute? I did it with the actual words, and I said, oh, nice. something like that.
I know. You're more into your tributes, because who wouldn't want a tribute, Trace? I mean,
I know. I had an awesome tribute.
Somebody did. They wrote an awesome tribute. I'm just saying. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything, but boy, was I disappointed. I'm just saying. What?
Jackass. You got a lazy ass.
What? I got a lazy ass? What are you talking about?
A lazy ass.
A what?
A lacy ass. Lacy.
Oh,
black lace ass. Picture.
Oh.
Picture.
Wow, I didn't think you would mention that. It was like...
Hey, it was on a piece of poetry. It's not like it was, you know.
That's true. No, but that was special sent to me. I'm just saying. That's. And now you know, folks. If you send pictures of yourself in lacy britches, then I will publish you in 10 seconds. How else do you think John Pepper got in there? Huh?
If you send me yourself in some bloomers, I'm going to just publish your little lotus flower.
The heavens is the best thing. God, were we in a Civil War reenactment? I'm just saying, I'm picking the side that wins. They threw me out of the Civil War reenactment because I bought a cannon and an AK-47 for a rocket launcher. Like, sir, you can't bring that here. I'm from the future. We're going to win this war, you fuckers. I mean, you know, and then I heard how terrible the war, and I thought, wow, that's really terrible. Like, shit, this sucks. And you can't, and apparently to those reenactments, you can't bring, like, other teams. It's like, it's no fun. It's like, I thought it was like Game of Thrones. Thrones. I am the warden of the north. I am the warden of the north. I'm like, no, you aren't, boy. It's like, you shut up, you inbred fuck. This is my game. Wait till I bring the dragon to the battle. We're going to win this fucker.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah.
Duh. Like, everybody.
There's not a whole lot of reality in your life, but it's okay. It's all right.
It's fun.
It's okay. Fun. Take a deep breath.
It's like, I am the warden of the north. Everybody knows you are the Khaleesi, and everybody secretly knows that we're related. Once it's kind of weird that we're in a relationship now. I'm just saying. Once I ruin for Trace, because she never was the greatest show on earth. I'm just saying.
Well, but, I haven't seen the last season, that's all.
Oh, well, I totally ruined it for you. That's okay. That's what friends do. Don't you hate that when you go to a movie and then somebody, like, tells you everything before it happens? Like, I'm that person.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I ruined everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were supposed to have a special episode, and then your friend got drunk, and she thought she couldn't be on this highly professional show. Like, Trace, did you
she
not tell
be.
Her what? She will be. So,
mm-hmm.
And who is
she
this
will
friend?
Be.
Now, we're going to give her a special wink-wink and mention?
Well, her pen name is Flower Girl, and
okay.
Her first name is Gail, and
oh, okay. So
she's a romantic writer, and she's
right.
very well-known, and she's also been published, so...
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, she hasn't hit the upper echelon until she's been on this fucking show, because this is the standard of high quality.
Well, I told
you. If you haven't been on here, I don't know you. You wouldn't believe the guests
right.
I'm pulling in, Trace. Next week, I'm going to have Edgar Allan Poe. I'm going to have Thoreau. I'm going to have Hemingway. Patsy Cline, another well-known author. I'm going to have Gary Coleman. I mean, I'm not lying.
Klein.
I love that that's the one that got you. Everybody's dead on that list. That, like, wow, Patsy Cline, like, duh.
Yeah, but I'm used to dead people. So it's like the Patsy Cline.
We're not going to talk about Tracy's other business. But yeah, it's like, yeah, Patsy Cline. We're going to have Rasputin. Wouldn't that be the best show ever? Well, that would be fun. Of course, it speaks Russian.
Why don't you just have Madame Blavatsky on with Rasputin? That'd be a good one.
Nah. Let's have Marilyn Monroe on. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that would be an interesting interview, but anyways. But yeah, we have Gumby, Mickey Mouse, other real people.
Did you know those weren't really real people? Like, Scooby-Doo wasn't really a real dog?
I've seen them on TV. Of course they're real. Like, don't... You're just talking crazy now. That's like saying that Game of Thrones is not like a portal to another world. I mean, duh.
Oh, it is.
It
goes right into Narnia.
That's like history. That's how the world was developed. Apparently, we all started out battling over territories. And, you know,
yeah.
The South won. Isn't it funny that in the South there's inbreeding? Even in Game of Thrones, it's like, you know what, that's very unfair that you northern people are the classy ones. And in the South, you know, we have inbreeding. Even in Game
of
Thrones.
Well, apparently so did Egypt.
Yeah, well, enlighten us, Trish.
Well, I already tried to talk to you about this whole two-baby Tutankhamun thing.
Oh, yeah, that's that dude. Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know who the hell you were talking
that's
about. I'm not
that
one
dude.
Of the points.
I thought he only lived to be 13 and he produced two children. It's like, you go, boy.
Wow. He was productive. He started early because, I mean, I was at least 10 before I had my first kid. Just saying.
Yeah.
No, not really. I had no children, thank God. You wouldn't want me to have three. I am not allowed to reproduce. No.
Well, after they castrated you, it kind of came, you know.
Oh, my God. That is, you know what? Don't say that. They don't castrate people anymore. They sterilize them.
Well, not after you.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like, you know, that's got to be the last one, for God's sakes.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't, no, because I know me, I would have a daughter, and that would be scary. That would be scary. Wouldn't you like to be an aunt? Wouldn't that be nice? Aunt Tracy.
Oh, no.
Aunt Tracy.
No.
Come on.
No,
because awesome.
I've really
it's
gotten
like,
to a space in life where, no.
No, really? Seriously?
No.
Come on.
I don't like crying babies. I like them when they're cute and quiet. And I'd love to just want to just
kiss their
face. No, kids are
kind of fun until they get caught, because then they can get in trouble. Then they're fun, and they narc on you. I was like, yeah.
No, I like to teach them sarcastic stuff. Go tell your dad that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would only teach them how to gamble. I'm just saying. Because that's an important life lesson. You know, got to hit the track. Once, you know, for the third, I couldn't believe it. My streak broke. I used, after 3 years in running, I picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby, and I decided to go outside of the box and pick against the not favorite, and that bastard didn't even place. Son of a bitch. The juju wasn't with me, Trace. I'm just saying.
I got the winner. I did really well.
Yeah, well, Mom was really pissed when I took her credit card and bet all her fucking Social Security on it. I'm just saying, I thought
right.
It was a winner. Duh. You know.
Duh.
Luck was the lady, not tonight. You know.
Well, if I would have had money on it, I would have been acing it, man. Yeah, quietly
you don't
sat
bet
there
on the,
third,
you don't bet
moved
on the pony.
Up to second, and then boom, first by a whole damn head.
I always take you as a sports fan because I know you in real life, and I know you love sports. You are, when I think Trace, I think athletic supporter. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's about it. Go up and grab them and cup them, but not watch them.
But Trace was an athlete. A lot of people don't know this. She was a championship bowler. She played. You were once. Didn't you win a couple of trophies and shit?
I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were with the. Y'all had like matching satin jackets and shit, like they do.
No, we didn't. We had matching T-shirts with Scooby-Doo.
And what was the name of the group?
It was Local
the,
8.
Oh, the
it
Local 8.
Named
you were
after,
the elite?
Yes.
Yes. Wow,
yes,
you were like a gang. Did you like go out and beat up other gangs and, you know, stuff like that? Because I don't know how y'all do
it. I was pretty
badass,
you know. They wanted my lob ball to be measured because they thought it was illegal. And I'm like, you go right up there with an aerial bucket and you measure my lob ball.
Was it too big?
Well, actually,
okay,
not my current sack, but my ball that I played with in softball, it would go too high. I did a perfect lob where it would go up high and drop down and I just never had a hit. They all were out.
Wow.
Since I'm awesome.
Well, I love how you switched to softball. We were talking about bowling, but that's okay. You were a softball. Yeah. And, you know,
I don't know what our name
of,
was for the bowling thing. It was just bowling.
I thought you said you were the eight or some shit. No, now you're you switched to
no,
softball.
No, that was
what the
softball.
Hell? Oh, my God.
You
wow.
don't have a lob ball in bowling.
I don't
that
know.
Would
I do
a little
of,
bit
I,
dangerous.
I do no sports.
Like,
wow. Wow. It's
God.
Like John knows a lot about
you need
sports.
To quit,
like,
yeah, you need to quit watching porn so much and watch some
oh
bowling.
Oh, my God. Do not tell people that I watch. I do not watch porn. That's crazy. She sends me these dirty movies in the morning all the time. You know, I'm
yeah.
just saying. You can only
Dr.
watch
Pimple
so much
Popper.
Girl on Girl. Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper.
The Amazing Sis. The Waterfall Sis.
Oh, well, there's white stuff coming out of there, but it's not quite the same. I'm just... Well, our shows are so demented, but, you know, it's always special when we have you on the show. And pretty soon I am going to advertise we are going to have the Verbal Three-Way with you and your
yes,
talented
we are.
Friend, Gail. I love that you gave the name away because mm-hmm. I was going to call her by her pen name, so at least I don't have to say.
She
everybody,
said
anybody knows
her first name.
Okay, so well, we're going to have Gail on the show once. It's going to be fun. We're going to have that really soon because I know Scott, our only listener, is really thrilled because he wanted to call in on the show. And I'm like, no, you're not allowed to call in. So he's the only person that pays, but don't tell him. He's the only person that pays to be on the show. I'm like, Scott, this is an illustrious show because, like, think about who's hosting it. Like, duh. Like, I am such a great interviewer. It's like, you know, I actually fooled people with the other ones. If you listen to the other shows, people actually think I know what I'm doing. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. No.
Sometimes I think you just have me come on so you can have this, like, mind-blowing verbal diarrhea.
Well, I mean, now that you say it so sexy, I mean, no, actually.
That
I
isn't
have you come
it.
On because it's like, wow, we can actually talk like how I normally talk. Because if anybody knows, the stuff we say on the phone normally, I'm just saying, I mean, well, normally on the phone, like, unlike the show here, we, you know, well, I mean, we have clothes on here, but, you know, but, anyway.
Yeah, you
no.
might want to wrap this up. My narcolepsy is going to hit in.
I keep waiting because everybody didn't know. Tracy can do a great impression of the Exorcist when she goes unconscious. We actually have an episode where you went to sleep and people never heard it, but I do have it saved just because everybody wants to hear it. Send me a private message. You can actually hear somebody like cat. With that note, with this grand episode that we did, we are going to wrap the show up. And, Trace,
oh,
it has
please.
Been great having on you. You are going to be on here again for the illustrious, our first three-way. I'm just saying. Who says we have a weird relationship?
Just saying. You like that. Yeah. You like to say it.
Because
God.
I'm a demented pervert, but I'm not like one. Like, if anybody deals with me as an editor now, everybody's going to be scared. But mainly the only people who deal with me is men, so they're really not scared. I'm just saying. They should be. But, you know, hey.
Well, I just want to say, hey, brother, it was nice that you had me on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, it was a thrill there, sister. So,
if you call me sister, I'm going to de-yank you. Do you just, that's gross. Don't be calling
that
me sister.
That is kind of weird. I know. This isn't the Empire Strikes Back. Or, no, it was Return of the Jedi.
You can call me
you
Papa.
Found out that, I'm not going to call you Papa. Why would I call you Papa, for Christ's sake? You are so strange and so aggressive. That's what's so attractive about you. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Chase, it's been great having you on the show. We are going to wrap it up.
All right.
So, all right. Until
peace
we hit the verbal
three. Peace and good thanks to everybody.
A big thanks to everybody for listening and bearing with us. And I hope you all had a good time. I know I did. And that's all that matters. And
right.
Until next time. This is definitely Off the Wagon with Gons. And this time, Trace. Say goodnight, Trace.
Bye-bye now.
But all right. Thanks. All right, Trace.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.